Here's a thought about limits. I know it's shocking, shocking, I tell you, that your current camera has limits. But you know what? Your last camera had limits, and your next camera will have limits. Every camera has limits. Every camera excels at some things and has other things it either does poorly or doesn't do at all. The question is not whether your camera does or does not have limits, because it obviously does, but rather, can you find a way around the limits, or even simpler, can you accept the fact that your camera has limits and just do the best work you can with what you have? This thought came about because I had an email from a young photographer who was expressing their opinion that photography was so expensive that they were never going to be able to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. They would have loved to go to Antarctica on one of those photo excursions and photograph the penguins, but they just didn't have the money. And they wished they could do 40-inch prints, but they couldn't afford the printer and the paper and the ink. And so they were making the case in this letter that photography is for the wealthy elite. To be honest, I understand the point, but I disagree with the conclusion. In the first place, every camera has limits, and if that's the case, then the challenge is to figure out how to get around them. And with that in mind, the answer is clearly not to afford a more expensive camera. There's lots and lots of used cameras out there in the world, particularly in the early digital cameras, that can do a fine number of things if you learn how to use them. And of course, you can make photographs in your own backyard or down the street or in the local park. You don't have to travel to Antarctica or Yosemite or Europe or Greenland or Hawaii. If you can do that, that's great. It's fun. But if you can't, that doesn't mean that art making has you locked out entirely. Just do the best work you can with what you have. And every time I have that thought, it leads me to some more practical questions. For example, as you well know, one of my favorite photographers is Wynn Bullock. He did a fantastic photograph titled Stark Tree. I have no idea where he photographed that. Could have been his backyard. Could have been down the street. Could have been across the country. Does it make any difference? Or do I just look at it as a marvelous example of a beautiful tree in early morning light in the fog against the hillside? Do you mean you can't find a tree on a foggy morning against the hillside where you live? And if you can't, well, I'll bet there are things in your neighborhood that are unique to your neighborhood that I can't photograph because I don't live where you live. If you think about this a bit more deeply, the limitations are not the money required to buy expensive equipment, or the money required to travel to distant locations, or the money required to buy expensive printers, paper, and ink. The limits are all within us. Once we can accept that as a simple fact and realize that our challenge is to do the best with what we have and what we can, then art making, particularly photography, is not the financial barrier that it might appear to some. Think how primitive were the cameras that were used by the previous generations. I've said for years that the camera you own right now is far better than the best camera Edward Weston ever used. Yet, as an artist, old E.W. did pretty well for himself. He photographed across the street at Point Lobos. He photographed not far away in the Owens Valley without leaving his home state of California. Limits are not a construct of economics. They're a construct of our own way of thinking. Because of that, breaking through those limits is also a matter of something we control and limits that we can completely obliterate if we just change our perspective on what we can do rather than what we would love to do in our fantasy world where there were no limits to either our equipment, our travel, or our means of production and display.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.